It's probably the most famous debate in American history, the Lincoln-Douglas debates. With the two vying for a spot in the U.S. Senate, both may have realized these debates were about something much larger down the road. The story of one key meeting Abe Lincoln had that played a pivotal role in his future is this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. As Jock Headblain explains, 1858 was a time that Illinois politics were making national news.
Abraham Lincoln is campaigning to be in the Senate, and this is during the time of the famous Lincoln-Douglas debates.
While Macomb, Illinois did not host a debate, it played an important role in Lincoln's preparation for those events.
There was a place called the Randolph House that at the time was said to be the most luxurious hotel between Chicago and Quincy. In between the debates, he came back through here a couple of times.
And when he did, in August and October of 1858, the Randolph House was the place he'd stay. In fact, during his August visit to Macomb, he met with two friends who helped him formulate a plan for his next debate with Douglas.
It was there a tactic about how he was going to be approaching Stephen Douglas that made him take a stance on slavery.
The tactic formulated at the Randolph House by Lincoln led Stephen Douglas to say that any place, even in the South, that wanted to vote to not have slavery could do so. Those words didn't have a big impact on the Senate race in Illinois in 1858, but Lincoln was looking ahead to something bigger than this current Senate race.
Lincoln himself would probably lose the Senate seat to Douglas. But he was forward-thinking. He knew that 2 years' time from then, there would be a presidential election, which he wanted to run in, which Stephen Douglas also ran in.
And in 1860, the stance Douglas had taken back in 1858 alienated him from voters, helping Abraham Lincoln win the presidency. It was the meeting in the old Randolph House in this town that arguably played an important role in the future presidency of Lincoln. Today, you can come here to take self-guided tours and interact with Lincoln sites in the town. Traveling the Countryside in Macomb, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.